When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's Monday, it is Maesterclass this week. Dr. Jana Matthews joins me from Rollins College in Florida. I hope my friends in Florida stay dry and stay safe. So we're in the middle of Clash of Kings, and Brienne of Tarth has just been introduced to the story. This got me thinking about a conversation I had with Dr. Matthews about a year ago. Jana suggested that there was a Vietnamese warrior that might be a partial inspiration for Brienne of Tarth. So I ask her a little bit about that. If you want your question featured on Maesterclass, you can email me at book@baldmove.com. Of course, I would love any positive reviews. Rating and reviewing would be greatly appreciated. Also, these are pretty short episodes. Share them with friends. They will spur interesting conversation. And, of course, expand our little kingdom here. Okay, from Rollins College in Stormy, Florida, Dr. Jana Matthews.
This is irregular.
Yes, well, I suppose that life is irregular.
So, Dr. Matthews, the last time we spoke, which was maybe more than a year ago, you had mentioned a Vietnamese warrior named Lady Trio. Sort of as an analog to Brienne of Tarth. Yeah. I was hoping that you could talk a little bit about her.
Yeah, we know very, very little about her, or even if she was a real figure.
First, how do you spell, if people want to look her up, how do you spell her last name?
Spelled a couple of different ways. I think the easiest way to get it would be T-R-I-E-U.
Okay, all right.
And she shows up really briefly in some Chinese sources.
And what time period are we thinking?
So the dates on her are about 43 to 143 AD. So it's like kind of roughly that 100-year period. So this is the first century, first and second century AD. And in that time, Vietnam was under Chinese control. And there was a young woman who was, all we know is that she's younger than 21. And Lady Trio was rumored to have battled about 30 battles against the Chinese. And importantly, I think she was reputed to be 9 feet tall. And she rode to battle on this like massive kind of elephant. So I think that's where you get the height, right? You've got these figures. We have the Amazon. We have the Amazons who are also called Amazonian because they're so tall. Mm. So this idea that like this is, it's a woman, but she's not, she far exceeds kind of the traditional physical boundaries that a woman is allowed to be in. Mm. You know, Martin was not only interested in kind of one historical figure, but as a composite of a bunch. And so he might have also pulled from the story that Mulan is based on, right? From Disney, very much this pulled from the same kind of genre.
And is there, I mean, there's legends that kind of are around her. I mean, she may be whole cloth legend, but.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but it's kind of curious to me, like, even if she is legendary, it's sort of like, what purpose did the legend serve? It's really fascinating to me, like, why invent this person at this particular time?
Yeah.
But I think that there are like legends about her and like whale riding. Am I remembering this correct?
Yeah, I mean those come in at later dates, and okay. So again, you're using sources, but I think the elephant is the big one. You see her, there's stories of her fighting with or against dragons and all sorts of things. I think to answer your question about like why, there's many, many answers to that. But we also have a figure that might be an interesting parallel to think about in terms of our own society, American society, and that's like Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so we have these figures that appear in moments of crisis, but also in a moment where we need this like nationalistic spirit. And so they are, they're exceptional individuals meant to inspire. I think thinking about the gender, like why are they women, is an interesting question. But we find similar parallels with men too. I mean, King Arthur kind of falls in that category of a legendary figure who was invented to provide a sense of morale, to the British in a number of different moments when things weren't faring so well for them politically and militaristically.
Dr. Matthews, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for the invitation.
All right. I hope that this storm is a little bit milder than expected.
I hope so too. But thank you, as always, it was a pleasure. Love hearing about you. You do such good work on this.
Great to talk.